Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Welcome on in, Midday Show, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillis, you guys put on 215-592-9494 on a football Friday. We got started last night with a wild college football playoff game, and now we wait for Sunday at 4:30, the Eagles and the Packers. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. You know, I just realized this morning that I live on a peninsula.
Oh, do
you? I told you that this morning. Yeah, I live on a peninsula. I didn't realize that.
So how do you feel about that?
It was like, wow, I need to, when I get time, I need to explore Delaware just a little bit more. You know, I need to do it a little bit exploring.
All right. Well, he was going to be exploring.
Parts of Delaware. Delaware's like, you know, because it's funny because we only deal with the parts that, you know, I guess that are closer.
Sure.
You know, like the furthest I've been in Delaware is Dover.
That's not very far.
No, it's a lot going on in Dover.
You gotta explore, Hugh, but make sure you make some time for 4:30 on Sunday. We got a big weekend here. The Eagles, the Packers, Sunday. Speaking of Delaware, how about these guests we got today? How about this? So coming up at 12 o'clock today, Dorsey Levins will join us.
Herbert.
His take on the game. At 1 o'clock, we get an official ruling from Ike Reese on what Hugh Douglas has to do with his beard.
I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, you should be nervous. And at 1:30, the new head coach of Delaware State, you might know him as an Eagles wide receiver. His name's DeSean Jackson. He's going to join the show. All right, Hugh, we've had all week to talk about this game and think about it. And we do have some kind of troubling news from yesterday at Eagles practice. We'll get to that. But we've talked about this game in every different way, waiting for Jalen Hurts to get back on the practice field, monitoring what's going on with Jordan Love, who did have a full practice yesterday. So It looks like both quarterbacks are going to be out there Sunday. And, you know, we've kind of, you know, had our eye on the Packers a lot this year. We played them in week one. We followed them all through the season, knowing we could see this team down the line. And, Hugh, I've thought about it. And sometimes my mind from the beginning of the week to the end will change, right? Sometimes it will stay the same. Sometimes I feel about a game on Monday, I feel the same way on Friday. I came in here Monday and I was nervous. I had nervous postseason energy. You know where that nerves have gone?
Where did they go?
They're gone.
They're gone.
You know why? Because the Eagles aren't just going to win this game on Sunday. Hugh, the Eagles are going to win this game by a blowout. The Eagles are going to run the Packers out of the building. They have the better roster. They have the better offensive line. They have the better defensive line. They have the better coordinator. And they're playing a Packers team.
He workshopped this thing.
I've been thinking about it all week. They're playing a Packers team that is a fraud good team. Like, they're good, but they're a fraud. They haven't beaten a team that's really any good the entire season. And I just keep going back to the weird vibes I saw on Sunday with that team, with their head coach basically saying, I blew the game, the quarterback getting hurt, the wide receiver getting hurt, the safety after the game saying we have to fix everything. This is a dead team walking into Philadelphia, and the Eagles are going to run them out of the building. 215-592-9494. Hugh Douglas, I believe the Eagles are a lock on Sunday. Lock it up right now. We're playing next weekend. Eagles in a blowout. Hugh, what do you feel on this football Friday?
I don't feel like it's a lock. I feel like the Eagles win this game, but I don't think anything is a lock because this team was in basically the same situation that they were in last year, the Green Bay Packers, that is. And they were able to win a playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, going to their home.
Yeah, but Dallas, come on.
I knew you were going to say
Cowboys?
That. You know what's funny? I can hear it when I was about to say it. I can hear people in their car saying, but everybody beats Dallas in the playoffs.
That's all right.
Well, okay, I'll say it like this. Well, let's not us become Dallas. And I think that you have to protect yourself from that, man. I don't think that – like, I'm with you. I think the Eagles win this game. But I think that going to this game thinking that you could just throw your hats out there on the field and they just lay down because it's the Philadelphia Eagles and they're coming to town, it's going to be a little cold, that they're just going to give up. I think that's just not the right way to think about these things. Jordan Love is he hasn't progressed as a quarterback, in my opinion, over this season, but he's still a really good quarterback. And they're in the playoffs. And they got some pretty good wins under their belt as far as they got 11 wins. Well, they got 11 wins. 11 wins in the NFL is 11 wins.
Yeah.
You know, we can talk about the opponents that they played against and all the other good stuff.
Yeah, they won against garbage.
And guess who else didn't beat a whole lot of winning teams and they ended up beating us?
Who's that?
Commodores. Remember that when they went in and they had a resume similar to that of the Green Bay Packers. Now, I know
but
when
I
say that.
But that game was in Washington.
I was about to say, I understand that was the caveat and the fact that our quarterback got hurt and the fact that it looked like we were about to rout the Commanders in that situation. Mm-hmm. But still, you have to protect against all that. There's been plenty of times, man, that I've been in playoff games where it looks like we are the favorite and it goes awry. Like, that's the thing that you always have to protect yourself against and realize that you're playing against an NFL team.
You have some nerves here.
It's not nerves. It's more respect than anything.
Yeah, so I respect that they're a good team. But they're not as good as their record says. And I think they have beefed up their resume. Here's the Packers' resume. Over the last calendar year, they've won one game that got everyone's attention, and that was the Dallas game last year. They've built their resume on that. Look at their season this year. They lost to the Eagles in Brazil. They lost twice to the the Minnesota Vikings. They lost twice to the Detroit Lions. They haven't really stepped up and answered the bell when they've had to in almost any game. When they beat the Rams this year. That was a pretty nice win. That was probably their nicest win of the season. The Rams, I believe, in that game were without Nacua. Like, they didn't have their full complement. Here are their wins. Over the Colts and Anthony Richardson, who's barely an NFL quarterback. Over the Tennessee Titans, the worst team in the NFL. Over the Arizona Cardinals, non-playoff team. Over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Chicago, they beat the Bears by one. They blew out the Niners, who were playing their backup quarterback that day. This team is a... on paper, they look scary. And then you kind of dig deep. Yeah, they're paper tigers. They look scary on paper. And then you look deeper and you're like, wait a second. I'm scared of this Packers team. 215-592-9494. The Eagles have shown us since the end of September they're one of the best few teams in the NFL. That's going to continue on Sunday. This is a lock. The Eagles are going to win this game. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling? Predictions, feeling, gut? It's a gut feeling Friday. Are the Eagles a lock to win this game? You know who's thinking like me? Jaws. Football guy Ron Jaworski. Listen to what he said about the Packers in this matchup.
I just see no way. I see no way the Packers beat the Eagles.
Wow, you see no way.
I see no way, Joe.
Give me a little bit more on why. That shocks me.
Well, I think Jordan Love is overrated. He's a solid quarterback, but he's overrated.
Solid quarterback, but he's overrated.
Man, I have a tremendous amount of respect for Jaws, and because Jaws knows more football than most people that I know, and he's watched a lot of film and everything, but still. Jaws even tell you, I believe, that you can never underestimate anybody, that you can never underestimate your opponent.
I can, right now.
I see that. Yeah. I see that's what you're doing. I refuse to do that, man. I mean, because even though, like, there are so many different examples. Even like the one last night when Notre Dame came into that game, and we talked about it before the game started, how everyone was stricken with, well, they had a lot of their players. I'm not going to say
they had the flu in the locker room.
They were decimated with the flu. And they still found a way to win that game last night, man. Even though it looked like early on that it was all Penn State.
10-0.
Yeah, man, and Notre Dame was able to fight and get back in that game and won by a field goal. So it's one of those things where you never underestimate your opponent. You just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm not underestimating them. I just think the Eagles are better. I actually think we're looking for reasons not to realize how good the Eagles are. The Eagles have been dominant since the end of September. Not good. They've been dominant. I mean, every challenge they've had, they have answered the bell since the beginning of October. They just win these games. They win a lot of them by margin. They went to Baltimore and won the game.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, I mean, when the week started, I was where you are. Don't underestimate the Packers. They're a pretty good opponent, right? All those kind of things. And as the week has gone on, the more I look at it, I'm like, wait a second. They're way better. They have better players. They have home field advantage. They have better coaches. They're going to win this game.
You woke up this morning and realized what you're working with. Woke up this morning like, I realize what I'm capable of.
I realized they're going to win this game by two scores. 215-592-9494. Of course, there's the other side. You can call it scared. You can call it, you know, not taking them lightly. Ross Tucker, also a football guy, he warned against taking the Packers lightly. Here's what he told us.
They went into Dallas last year in the 2-7 game and annihilated the Cowboys. And then they went out to San Francisco, the number one seed, and they really could have, would have, should have won that game. I mean, I can think of like five plays in that game that if it had gone the other way, if the Packers guy just intercepts the pass, the Purdy threw right to him or whatever, that the Packers win that game and it's a Lions-Packers NFC Championship game. So it's not a favorable draw. It's not a good thing. You know, for example, if the Commanders came in, I don't really think that they would be able to beat the Eagles at the link. If the 7th seed in the AFC or the 6th seed in the AFC, the Broncos or the Steelers came to link, no way, no shot. I think the Eagles are better. I think the Eagles will win the game, but there's a decent percentage chance that the Packers come in and play really well and win the game. I mean, if they played 10 times, I don't know, did the Packers win three times? I don't know how many times that is. Four, maybe? The difference, I will say, is they're kind of limping to the finish line.
See, that's – and it's, I understand what Ross said there, and the Packers obviously have some talent, and there's a world where they keep this thing close. And obviously, if it's a close game, you get nervous. But they are limping to the finish line. Like, literally, they lost their best deep threat last week. He's out. Remember last year what happened to the Eagles in Week 18 when they played A.J. Brown? They lost him, and then They went on the road in the playoffs.
They got spanked.
Got smashed. They scored 9 points. That could happen to the Packers this week, and they lost their best. And their quarterback is hurt. Remember last year Jalen Hurts broke his finger or dislocated his finger in the last week, and then he looked like crap in the playoff game? Jordan Love has an elbow issue. The more I think about this, the more this is setting up for the Eagles to roll. 215-592-9494. Here's a – what's the word?
I don't, you can say plant-based because that's what you were about to say.
Well, it's a football Friday for a playoff game, and you're warning me not to take people lightly.
Well, you can't take them lightly.
I am.
I mean, Josh Jacobs is a good running back.
He's good.
He's a good running back, man. And we've seen, just like on our team, that if you get him rolling, he could be a whole problem.
Great.
He could be a whole problem. I look at it like this,
Joe. 1-0 playoff games in his
career. I look at it like this. When you look at man for man, they're 22 against ours. We're better. We're favorable in that position. But they're not a slouch. They're a decent team. They're a decent team, and that's the thing that you have to guard against. Because going in there thinking that you're going to need less than your best effort, because when you say, oh, it's a blowout, that's what it kind of feels like to me. Oh, you can take this day off, fellas. They're not going to come to play. No, you can't do that. It's the playoffs.
One's saying take a day off. I just feel supremely confident the Eagles are going to blow them out.
This feels like, you know, when you go into, I don't know what Eagles fans do to prepare for the game, but, you know, maybe on when they're a little – nervous, they prepare their best meals because they're into it, and they you know, the filet mignon, the shrimps, and all. I'm doing that on purpose, so don't nobody text me talking about it's not filet mignon, it's filet mignon. I know that, so don't hurt yourself trying
Hullabaloo
to correct me.
Yeah.
And you know, all of those what's it called, charcuterie boards,
yeah,
and all of
yeah,
that stuff.
Yeah. Nailed it, yeah.
Yeah, all of that. Instead, you say, oh, this is an easy game, so now you're just rolling out grilled cheese sandwiches and juice boxes. No, this, you better bring the good stuff to this game. You got to bring the A game.
I'm deeming this a juice box game. 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Cates. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Cates. 215-592-9494. Are the Eagles a lock on Sunday as we get ready for the start of the postseason? I've thought about this game all week, and everything. I just keep having this feeling they're going to win this game by double digits. Kyle, what are you feeling here on our first postseason football Friday, and the first, I believe, of at least a few here, hopefully many the next month of the season. Where are you at? Are the Eagles a lock?
Yeah, you used the term that I thought of for the Packers. They're a dead team walking. Like Ross said, they are limping into the postseason. You don't just lose to the Chicago Bears in the regular season and act like everything's okay.
I'm glad you said that. The Bears hadn't won a game since October. They tried to beat the Bears last week, and they lost to the Bears.
Not only that, but they're banged up. They've lost key players on both sides of the ball. Jair Alexander, their top corner, who followed A.J. Brown around in week one, he's done. Yep. Christian Watson, done. And not even, like, even if those guys were to play, we're a better team top to bottom than the Green Bay Packers. There is no way in my mind that they come into the link and beat this team. We're more hungry. We're more ready. We're the more physical team. And we're just a better team. I have the Eagles as a lock to beat Green Bay this week.
A lock.
Come on, Hugh.
Come on. I mean, Hugh, by the end of the show, we need you to call this a lock.
I mean, this ain't nothing to lock.
I think they beat them, but I'm not
I can't believe on a football Friday before a playoff game, you're scared. That you're walking in here scared.
See, it's crazy to me that you guys like to play these word games and say, oh, you're scared. No,
I feel it. It's not a word game. I could sense it.
I'm being respectful.
It's in the studio. You could, like, you cut the tension with a knife. How scared you are.
I'm being respectful.
Respectful?
Respectful.
They lost the Bears at home.
Who was that? Let me go back in the time machine a little bit. Mm-hmm. When the Carolina Panthers came to town here, when we were the NFC East champions, and we had home field advantage, who was favored in that game?
The Eagles.
What ended up happening?
So because upsets happen, I could never feel strongly.
I'm saying that's why you should never overlook anybody.
Yeah, but okay.
Same thing with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, favored in that game.
Yeah,
home field advantage, mm-hmm. Philadelphia. It didn't happen.
It's your fault. Don't blame me for that.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, Joe. I mean, there's a chance. You know, just like even Ross said yesterday, they played 10 times. The Packers might win 3 of those games.
That's great, but the other 7 are going to the Eagles.
Yeah, but what if this is one in the playoff generator? What if this is one of the 3?
No, this is not a generator. This is real life.
If this is the playoff simulator, what if this is one of the 3?
We're not living this. Here's what else is real life. They beat the Indianapolis Colts, who stink, by 6 points. They beat the one time they beat the Bears, it was by a point on a blocked field goal.
Any given Sunday, though.
Any given Sunday. I mean, this Packers team is 2 or 3 breaks away from missing the playoffs, and now we're worried about them. 215-592-9494. Is this a, you know what? Enough of the Cowboys thing last year. Ross brought it up. You're bringing it up. How come anytime I brought up the Eagles from last year, everyone said, Joe, that's last year. You can't bring it up anymore. But the only thing we have with the Packers is they beat the Cowboys
last year.
Because
it fits my argument for
today. Yeah, all right. I get that. It's just their reputation is built on last year. The 2024 Packers
evolve daily.
Are overrated. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a football Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy playoff football Friday, man.
Chris, you're off to a good start here on this one. Sorry, you're not. Chris, I apologize. The quarterback threw that one away, Chris, last night.
Listen, Joe, let me tell you something. We kept the starter and let the backup go. The better quarterback walked. Doesn't this sound a little familiar, Joe?
A little bit, yeah. It does happen sometimes. I get it, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you know, little Wentz and Nicky action went on there. So, moving on from that, guys, because that's not what's important today. What's important today, Mr. Soon-to-be Greenbeard?
See, I kind of knew this was going to somehow today. Meander its way back.
Well, because this is your penance. Go ahead, Chris.
All that speak you're hearing right now, that's just the non-Eagles fan in him, the non-supporting the fan base with the regular colored beard. Once Ike comes in and takes care of business, you're gonna. I think he's gonna see things. All right, let's go. Here we go.
I got it. Don't worry.
Sunday, our Gladiators enter the link with their eyes set on the prize, ready to destroy anything in their path. This team of green warriors is different. They are them. Philadelphia, it's time. The real season is starting on Sunday. This is what we live for. This is why we do what we do. This is why we bleed green. Green Bay Packers are about to be put back on ice and sent home to their frozen tomb. Here to battle number one right defense is going to set the tone. Eli is going to tread through their offensive line all night and pulverize. Jordan ain't getting any love all night long.
Sounds like Pound Town to me.
Pound Town
time. Our linebackers will be on seek and destroy this all day, obliterating everything in the past.
Oh, my God, man. You know that's not...
Green Bay airspace will be invaded and imprisoned by Guantanamo Bay. Full lockdown will be in effect. As for our offense, it's going to be full system go for Jalen Hurts. He's going to show everyone why he's the top 5 NFL quarterback.
But the monster, the beast, the truth, Godzilla, is going to run wild and show everyone he, him, no one can stop this force. Philadelphia, let me tell you how this will go. Only three definitions in life. Death, taxes, and the Eagles beating the Packers on Sunday. We'll win this game by over 14 points. Three, man, go! It's time! The force will be let loose. Eagles take to the sky. It's green time. Where are you, Douglas?
Now that's the way we start off a football on Friday.
I mean, that couldn't have been better timed.
That was, he built up all season. He's obviously, Chris is in postseason mode. I'm in postseason mode. Kyle's in postseason mode. Not everyone around here, though, is in postseason
mode. I am in postseason
mode. No, you're not. Kyle, is you in postseason mode? It doesn't feel like it to me.
I am in postseason mode.
He's killing my vibe over there.
Are you in postseason mode?
I am in postseason mode.
He can't even keep a straight face.
I know.
No, I'm just laughing that these Fridays are starting to feel eerily similar.
Well, wait. I mean, if you're not plant-based about things.
Because this is where we're supposed to have, like, hardcore football analysis. And we're supposed to give our reasons why we think the way that we think.
Yeah.
And you always poo-poo. Y'all need to start listening to me, man, more. Who gave you that banger last night about the Penn State-Notre Dame game?
Yeah, I was on
the
wrong side.
That's right, you did, Hill.
I gave you the banger.
Damn right.
And every week that I've been in here,
I have dropped some sage knowledge
every Friday. But every Friday I get met with the same thing, ridicule.
Well,
my fandom is always in question.
Here we go again. I mean, just ignoring the Bears pick and the Panthers pick over the years. I mean,
I'm ignoring those. No, I got that Bears one, though. I got Eberflus on that one.
But that's part of the handicap. You got to know Eberflus. Anyway, 215-592-9494. It's a football Friday on Wild Card Week. And I think the Eagles are going to blow the Packers out of the building Sunday. What do you think? Get on the record here. Gut feeling on a Friday. Is this a lock? I believe so. Hugh does not. Hugh thinks Eagles are going to win. Let's not paint him the wrong way. He thinks they're going to win, but he's not ready to call this a lock.
Slightly plant-based about it.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Say I'm being plant-based.
No, you are.
It's going to be a blowout. We're playing at home, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
A blowout.
See, Darren Sproles gets it. He's not worried. It's a lock.
D. Sproles.
Welcome back.
He
Midday
was more
show.
Confident with that than he was talking about I'm sorry.
That's true.
I just had to point
That's
that
true.
Out.
Well, sometimes you have conviction in certain things.
No,
D. Sproles
is my guy, man. D. Sproles is my man, man. D. Sproles, you listen, it's all jokes, dog.
But you don't agree with the blowout.
No, I'm just saying. I just thought it was funny how.
Some of us have conviction in the Eagles on Sunday. Just, some of us don't.
Okay, so for context, play the cut when he was asked about Coach Sirianni then. That's what I was laughing at.
No, I know.
No, but I'm saying, because see, today is the day. Where I've been getting bullied all week, but on Friday...
You're pushing back?
It's a little bit of pushback on Friday.
I'm not here to bully you. I'm here to bully the Packers and anyone who thinks this is not a lock on Sunday. It's okay. I mean, how often can we say around here, into a playoff week, the Eagles clearly are the better team?
No, they are the better team.
Therefore, like, sometimes I'm actually surprised. We're going to take a lot of phone calls here. How many people are a little bit concerned about this? I looked early on, and it's just early on our Twitter poll. A lot of people are not taking the Packers lightly. The Eagles won 14 games. They've lost one time since the end of September. If you can't feel good about a 14-win team at home in a playoff game, then when can you ever feel like it's a lock?
There are some intangibles in here, man. Our quarterback is he ain't threw a ball in about a month.
And theirs has a bad elbow.
Yeah, but he's been playing. He ain't been playing well, but he's been playing.
Wow, all right.
And it's something to be said about Tommy, man. And not only that, it's one of those things where I think the Eagles are going to win. I don't want anybody to think that I don't think the Eagles are going to win. But I just don't feel like we should go into this game thinking that we don't need anything less than our maximum effort.
No, I expect maximum effort, all that. I just feel like the outcome is a lock. The Eagles are going to win this football game. 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Cates. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Cates. All right, Hugh. If there is one concern, well, in the beginning of the week, it was obviously Jalen, right? But he's practiced, and I expect him to be cleared and playing the game on Sunday. We actually have a new concern now, Hugh. So A.J. Brown left practice on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
and then he did not practice yesterday. Like, when I say did not, I don't even mean like
he was
limited.
Being plant-based.
He, I don't know what he's being, but he didn't practice. He was not out there yesterday. Here he has a knee issue. Now, here's the other side of it and why you shouldn't panic. At least I don't think so. Everyone that covers the Eagles probably got the same message from the Eagles, and they put it out there. They expect him to play. This is a rest management thing. But Hewitt is a little, I mean, it's eyebrow raising, right? He left practice Wednesday. He did not practice yesterday.
Hugh, it's a little concerning.
Yeah, I don't know how bad it is, but something obviously has happened with his knee.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you're talking about a quarterback that hasn't played in a month
mm-hmm.
and hasn't had the timing with the receiver, who now that you're back, you're not getting the timing with the receiver because he's not practicing. And you want to try to get the ball to him as much as you possibly can. That's what I'm saying. This might get off to a slow start. And that's the reason why I felt like that early in the week. And that's why I still feel like this might be a game where it might be a highly contested game, a more contested game than we anticipate.
So that would surprise me.
But I still think the outcome is going to be the same.
Yeah, I mean, but aren't all Eagles games like that? And then by the end, they kind of run away.
Yeah.
I think about the Rams game earlier this season. That was in November, but that was kind of close into halftime. And then by the second half, they just ran out of the building.
But see, it's like, and it's all wordplay. We've established that on a daily basis. Because when I hear in my mind when you say blowout, to me that's wire to wire. That's, you know, we line up, we beat the brakes off you from the beginning of the game, and it was never in doubt from the beginning to the end. I don't think that's going to be the case. If you're asking me honestly how I think this game is going to play out, I think that there are going to be a couple of series where we sputter a little bit
mm-hmm.
to get going. And, you know, Green Bay, they might move the ball up and down the field. I don't think they score. They might get a field goal out of it, but they move the ball up and down the field. And then we start to get going. That's how I feel this game is going to go. Last week, Eagles fans, not the Giants game, but the one before that, they were booing a little bit at the beginning of that game. They were booing because they didn't get off to the start that we wanted it to get off to. We ended up winning that game, but I feel like it's probably going to skew more so that way as opposed to going wire to wire.
So, you know, I've been concerned with the slow starts all year, and I do think at some point that's a big deal, right? I just don't think it's this week. Like, they have to fix that to beat Detroit. They have to fix that to win the Super Bowl. I don't know. I'm not worried about the Green Bay offense on Sunday. Even if the Eagles' offense starts slow and they're not doing much, do we think Green Bay's coming in here and moving the football? They have a quarterback with a bad elbow. They just lost their best deep threat. I know Josh Jacobs is a very good back, but the Eagles, I'd be surprised that they let them run down their throat. I don't see how they're moving the football on Sunday. So maybe it's 0-0 at the end of one.
Here's the thing. Because this is if I'm going into this game against the Eagles, this is how I'm going to play it. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I don't let Jalen Hurts get comfortable at all, because he hasn't been on the field in a year.
Mm.
I mean, excuse me, a month, a month.
A year, I'd probably feel
slightly different
about this game.
My bad. He hasn't been on the field in a month.
So, well, since last year, you could say.
Well, yeah, that's what I, you know, what's funny?
First
that's
time
what I was
on
thinking.
The field all year.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But if I'm a defensive coordinator, every third down, every time I get them in third, I'm stopping the run, and I'm going to put them in third down. And on every third down play, I'm coming after Jalen.
Sure.
And I'm trying to hit him every play. You know, and I mean within the realm of the game, you know, because I don't want anybody to think I'm trying to be dirty. That's just a tactic, because he is coming out of concussion protocol. And, you know, I mean, for lack of a better way of saying it, if I can put him back in concussion protocol within the realm of the game, that's what I'm going to try to do, even though, you know, we've shown that we have other quarterbacks that we can play with. But what I'm trying to say is this. I'm going to try to slow the game down as much as I possibly can, because my number one receiver is hurt. And I'm going to run the ball with Josh Jacobs to try to keep – I'm going to have the same game plan for people that don't understand what I'm saying. I'm going to play the same way the Atlanta Falcons played you. I'm going to play that game. I'm going to keep it close. And I'm going to try to win it in the fourth quarter.
I get it, and I think they'll do that. But I think that's their only shot. And I think
That's it. You're right. That's the only shot.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to – this game, I think everybody would agree, for both teams, this game is a get past this one and get
get healthier for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll add a little bit more the next one. Because it's like that for Jalen. I feel like Jalen's going to go into this game, and he might be a little rusty. But get past this one, and then we'll worry about the next week. Because this is a one-and-done situation.
Of course. I think, as a whole, we're talking ourselves into the big bad Packers too much this week. And I did it to start the week. Like, it was my first thought was like, wow, they're better than your average seventh seed. Wow, this is not your easy kind of matchup. But the more I look at them now, like, you know, we always say the Eagles have changed. So have they. They lost Christian Watson. Kyle brought up a great point. They lost their best corner, Jair Alexander. They don't have their best corner. They don't have their best wide receiver. Their quarterback's banged up. Their head coach is a doofus in the games.
Doofus.
He's a doofus. I mean, he can game plan, but in the game, he's a doofus.
We don't use doofus.
He's
much
a big
enough.
Old doofus. I mean, I'm not scared of this team. And Josh Jacobs, sure, he's a good running back, but he's not going to come in here and run for 200 yards. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jay is up next. On WIP. Hey, Jay.
Hey, how you? How's it going, guys?
Jay, what's going on,
we're
Jay?
Good, buddy. What are you feeling this morning?
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I've been listening to you guys since I've been in Pampers. So,
yeah,
wow, we haven't been on that long.
Well, I think he means WIP.
Third year, about three.
But everybody's here to talk about the glass elephant in the room, and I'm surprised you guys haven't mentioned it.
And what is that?
Jay Elliott. Not being able to make 50-yard field goals. And I think this game is going to come down to a Jake Elliott 50-yard field goal. And I've been having this nightmare every night that Hurts is going to drive us downfield, and we're going to get to the 50-yard line, and it's going to be time for Jake Elliott to come out, and we all know how Jake's been this year.
Yeah, bad for 50-plus, Jay. If it comes down to that, I don't feel quite as confident as I feel in general. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't been good this season. I feel like I don't think we've ignored it. We've talked about it, but we've almost tried to make it like it's not a big deal. Jay, at some point, he's going to have to hit a big kick. I mean, that's the way these games work. At some point, the game will be close, like you're talking about. I hope it's not Sunday, but it could be next week or the week after. And he's not trustworthy right now, Jay, without question.
And that's what I'm scared of. I'm scared that, especially in the playoffs, it comes down to special teams and defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. You know, I want to say the Eagles is a lock, but I'm leaning on to Hugh a little bit. You can't make – not a lock just yet.
What are you doing in the fan base this morning?
What do you mean, what am I doing to the fan base?
What are you doing? Listen,
he says he's been listening, and he knows that on Friday – you know, we laugh and giggle and we play all week long. Yeah, but on Friday, that's when I lock in. I'm locked in on a Friday.
Half-ass the rest of the week, lock in on a Friday.
What they said, I skate my wing during 1, 2, 3, 4 days. On the fifth day, football Friday, I'm locked in.
Jay, I feel it too. I feel the LA stuff too. Jay, man, we appreciate the phone call. Let's hope this game in particular does a... I heard Elliott Shore Parks this morning, not Jake Elliott, but Elliott Shore Park speaking on Jake Elliott this morning, and he predicted this game comes down to a Jake Elliott win, a game-winning field goal.
I'm not going to be able to handle it.
Let's not. Can we not do that?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? How about we win the game by two touchdowns?
Y'all like out on Jake, huh?
He's one of seven from 50 plus. Where are you on Jake Elliott?
I think he's just going through a phase right now. He'll be all right.
A phase?
A year-long phase?
It's been the whole season.
I think that this will be the game where he gets out of whatever it is he's going through.
Well, he better.
You can't give up. What, are you mad? I'm just telling you.
I'm just saying, I hope you're right. Yeah, I'm not out on Jake, but like, you can't act like it's crazy for me to be a little shaky on
No, I'm not trying to do that. Okay. I'm just trying to make you feel better. And it's not working.
I'll make you feel better. They win the game by double digits, and he doesn't have to matter that much.
I have
no
problem with double digit wins.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen. I mean, the more you think about what the Packers are, I think they're more myth than reality. They've created this thing where because they won a playoff game in Dallas last year in a very high profile spot, everyone assumes they're the same team. I thought last year, although they've won two more games this year, I thought last year's version of the Packers was more dangerous. They last year down the stretch of the season in 2023, they beat the Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving, and they beat the eventual champion Kansas City Chiefs on a Sunday night game. Like that impressed me. I was like, whoa, they look like a dangerous team if they get in. And they got in and they beat the Dallas Cowboys, and they obviously played with the 49ers on divisional round weekend. They don't look like that kind of team this year. I know they have two more wins.
And they don't sound like it either.
They don't sound like it. They sound like a team that is doubting themselves. Meanwhile, every time I hear the Eagles, they're expressing confidence in themselves. It's almost like a 180, an inverse of of last year.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you don't want to get into this game. You don't want to get into this game. And we've seen it before in the past where you allow a team to hang around and build that confidence or keep the game close because we're not hitting or clicking on all cylinders. And then all of a sudden, we're looking up in the fourth quarter and we're like, damn, how that happened? That's kind of, again, it's kind of how it happened in the Falcons game. They kept it close to the vest. They took penitentiary chances when they had to. And they made good on those chances.
But how much do we put to that game? The Eagles are so different than they were.
They are. But that, I'm just using that as an example. But the one thing, the parallel that I'm drawing from it is this: our number one receiver is hurt. I know we got Schmitty. Our quarterback's timing is gonna be off.
But it's been off all year in the first quarter.
No, but it's really okay. Well, it's really about to be off because he hasn't thrown only about what four passes in a month.
Yeah, that's true.
So. I know we have Saquon Barkley, and I feel like we're going to give him a heavy dose of that. But you've been talking about it all week, Joe. We're going to have to get something from Jalen.
Of course.
We're going to have to get some passing plays from Jalen. And I just feel like those will probably come later in the game as opposed to earlier.
I just feel if you can't be really confident right now, when are you ever going to be really confident in an Eagles playoff game?
I'm confident they're going to win. I'm just not confident it's going to be a lot.
Well, that's it. I mean, they're a 14-win team with the best defense in the NFL. They've lost one game since September. They're at home against a team limping in. I mean, I couldn't draw up a better scenario for a playoff game. This is the moment to feel confident. And a little surprise this morning, led by Hugh Douglas.
And disappointed.
And disappointed. I need someone here who's confident. Let's go to Ken and Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Ken. Are you surprised I woke up feeling this way today? I've thought about this all week, and you said something Monday, and I agree with you now. They're going to win this game. They're the better team.
Well, see, now I'm worried.
I flipped the script on you. Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, I mean, this only works when you're, you know, when you're, you know, having doubt right up until the final gun. In all seriousness, I understand where Hugh's coming from, you know, having played in the league and knowing, you know, the intensity that's involved in playoff football and stuff like that. I get it. But not only are the Eagles a far superior team to the Packers, I mean, it's not even close. They are better at every position than the Green Bay Packers. I don't think I've seen a team more locked in mentally. I don't think it's been a long time since I've seen a team, not just an Eagles team, but any team, that plays together for each other as a unit as much as this team does. I mean, this team, I think the separator this year, like they didn't all of a sudden become a bad team in the last 7 weeks of the season and into the first round of the playoffs last year. They had all the same players. It's just that they all stopped playing, you know, for each other. And Josh Sweat mentioned it several times. And I am certain he was talking about Hassan Reddick, who, oh, by the way, has fewer sacks than Bryce Huff in the same number of games for the New York Jets this year. So none of those things exist this year. This team is so locked in. They are so together as a unit. And when you get a team like this that, look, they are two easy drop passes away from being 16-1. Now, I know that, you know, ifs and buts are candies and nuts. We'd all have a wonderful Christmas and all that. But it still is true that they are two easy drop passes away from being a 16-1 football team. And nobody is talking about anything other than you've got to beat the Philadelphia Eagles to carry that Vince Lombardi trophy. I don't think that changes because they had two drop passes on two really easy plays otherwise. I think in the end, the final equation, if you're going to hoist the Lombardi trophy, you're going to have to beat the Philadelphia Eagles. And I feel supremely confident in this team because of the way they are playing as a team.
Well, that they are. I saw a quote, and Ken, it's a good phone call. I saw a quote from the Inquirer today. David Murphy wrote a column. It's from Lane Johnson. And he was kind of talking about the difference between Hugh, their mentality last year heading in the postseason mm-hmm. versus this year. And this is the quote from Lane. He said, well, we're not on a six-game losing streak or whatever it was last year. Momentum is definitely on our side now. I feel like we're coming together more than probably what we did last year. That team was kind of in disarray and a state of that heading into the playoffs. It does feel like it's just complete opposite. They feel confident now. And it's not a loss on me. The Packers, and I don't think the Packers collapse or whatever the last couple weeks is as bad as the Eagles last year. But it's they come in with doubt. Meanwhile, the Eagles, they sound confident.
No, they are, as they should be. I mean, because they're a good football team. It's no that I'm not questioning that. But what I'm saying is you should never underestimate anybody in the playoffs because it's a one-and-done scenario. And the minute that you feel like everything is going in your favor, that's when it usually isn't, and that's when it goes south. I don't want that. I want to go in and I want to have a dominant mindset, a dominant attitude, and I don't want to underestimate anybody. That's kind of the way that I attack the playoffs because, to your point, there's been a lot of times you've been in scenarios where, you know, you go in, for instance, the Chicago Bears were the number two seed the year we went there. So much so, they were confident. They thought they were going to win. The fan base were calling our rooms talking about the Bears. I'll never forget it. They were ringing the phones talking about the Bears and hang up. And so much so, we even heard stories about how they made the Super Bowl shuffle too because they just knew they were going to kick our ass. They knew that. And sometimes when you have teams that feel that way, things don't work out the way that you want them to. I've been on both sides of these things. So that's why, you know, you might call it a little plant-based. I just say it's more a mutual respect or respect for your opponent because you know, you don't want that alligator to come up and bite you if you get caught slipping.
What would the Hugh that broke Jim Miller's collarbone think about the Hugh that's on the airwaves today?
He wouldn't recognize like, man, him. He wouldn't recognize him.
I don't even know.
Is he this recognize guy you anymore.
Who is this guy? But see, that's what, with age comes wisdom, man. I'm trying to tell y'all. You're sitting here with these young whippersnappers every day trying to drop knowledge on y'all, and I just get ridiculed every day.
You want some knowledge?
Young whippersnapper us.
Pushing 40. I'm not a whippersnapper. All right. You want some knowledge here? Since the NFL expanded, Hugh, to 7 seeds in the playoffs, right? It used to be 6 for a long time. Yeah. Now it's 7. You know what the record is of the 7 seed? They played 8 games. Eight matchups of 2-7.
You say how many? They're probably like, what, 2 wins or something like that?
1-7.
1-7.
Now, the Packers last year are the one.
Oh, the outlier.
We think the Packers are this boogeyman because they did this last year. They're not the same team as last year. The boogeyman out of your head.
And you're probably right, but I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that the boogeyman doesn't make a return.
Yeah,
I'm going to do everything in my power.
He's make-believe. This is 7 seed who's getting ready to go home. Let's talk to Darnell in Maryland. What's up, Darnell?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Man, happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday.
You too, buddy. What are you feeling?
So look, I kind of subscribe to the Hugh Douglas theory, man.
What are you doing to the fan base, Hugh?
What do you mean?
Hey, look. So here it is, man. Man, respect, man. It's any given Sunday. Yes, it's the playoffs. One thing I will say is the Packers, even though they all banged up, they come into this game with a top-5 defense. Am I wrong by saying that?
You are not wrong. They had a good defense statistically this year. I think their defense, Darnell, is better than last year. Their offense isn't quite as good as it was last year.
That I will agree with you on. But the here's the problem for me. Even though I'm from Maryland, I'm a lifelong Eagles fan. The Eagles seem to start out very slow more times than not. With all the firepower that we have, we start out very slow. To me, that's a big concern. I believe that we win the game. But I think it's no blowout. I don't see that happening. If it does, then thank God we did it. But I think it's much closer, like you saying, because of the fact that Jalen is coming in without throwing the football in close to a month. And that already, kind of goes against the fact that we already start slow. So what happens if it's a Packers up by 4 at halftime game? And now
that dog ain't gonna hunt.
Hey, Hugh. So look, I'm with you, Hugh. And I'm with you, bro. With the energy, I love it because you got me hyped and ready to watch a football game. But I would say, man, slow down and man, respect, man, and don't just overlook the Packers. Come in and put your best foot forward and let everything fall the way it's supposed to. But don't overlook them. Please don't do that.
Darnell, great phone call, but I'm sorry I've done it already. I've gone there.
You know what analogy that I'm going to get that's going to resonate with everybody? Remember when Apollo's manager, Apollo Creed, kept telling him,
Duke,
kept telling him, hey, man, this guy Rocky
He's an animal. He's a tough guy. Remember that? No, I'm just saying. Remember?
Hold on. On a football Friday, are you trying to compare the Packers to Rocky?
No, I'm comparing the Packers to Apollo Creed. No, wait
a minute. This is a joke.
You made the Eagles the Rocky. No, you made the Eagles the Apollo.
But no, what I'm saying
is Packers are Rocky.
But no, what I'm saying, I'm not saying that the Eagles are overlooking the Packers. But what I'm trying to tell you is, you can't overlook anybody because I'm giving you a life lesson here.
I got you. I got you.
And the Apollo is the life lesson. Don't do what Apollo did. Don't overlook Rocky. Because Rocky is a legend and he's an iconic
but
figure here in Philadelphia.
But you're comparing the Packers
I'm
to just, Rocky.
No, all I'm saying is it's an analogy. It's not a comparison. It's an analogy.
Like Apollo's pretty famous for overlooking people. I mean,
yeah, he overlooked
Drago.
Rocky. Yeah,
he lost him his life.
Yeah, we saw what happened there.
Hey, listen, look at Kyle. He's starting to win Kyle over a little bit. Young whippersnapper.
No, maybe not.
Yes, I am. You saw it because you know what I'm talking about.
You see me? You're not getting through to me, pal.
Here's what I will say. That was a very good analogy for for your argument. But you can't make that analogy. It's against the rules.
You can't overlook anybody.
Kyle, quick ruling. Can you make an anti-Eagles analogy using Rocky?
It's honestly appalling.
It's because it's Rocky, right?
Yeah, that can only apply to the Eagles, not against them.
How about Scar Mufasa? Mufasa overlooked Scar, and Scar did him dirty.
But they're brothers.
Yeah, but that's why you should not overlook your brother. Brother might do you dirty.
Here, this is in games in ports. I don't know if it's life or death off a cliff.